Welcome to Daily Inspirations. Thank you for calling in today and joining us again as we look to the Word of God for encouragement and inspiration. I was encouraged by a passage in Matthew today, and it's in Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. It says, while he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak with him. And this is referring to Jesus as he is standing there talking and teaching the multitudes. His family was outside and they wanted to have a word with him. Verse 47, then one said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. I don't know, did Jesus not see them? Wasn't he, were they not in his physical sight or what? But he continued as if they weren't there, and then someone tried to bring them to his attention. Verse 48, but he answered and said to the one who told him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. I was just encouraged as I read this that Jesus calls those who do the will of his Father his brother and sister and mother. They are the ones that he calls family. It is he's not lifting himself up on a higher level in this way. He is just saying that they are one family. Those who do the will of those who do the Father's will are in the family with him. And I was encouraged as I considered that in a fellowship of believers, then that's the way it ought to be. Who is my mother and brothers and sisters? You know, a mother is someone who comforts and encourages and nurtures her children in a godly home. And in the same way, my fellowship, I can go to the assembly of believers, and when I've been hurt, when I've been injured, when I'm discouraged, or when I'm weak and faltering, and they will lift me up, and they will encourage me, and they will send me on my way again, just in the way that, the same way that a mother does. And Jesus apparently felt this need also, because he said, here are my mother and my brothers. And then, who is my brother? Who is my sister? You know, a brother, brothers and sisters are our first and closest allies, those who stand with us. When we come under some kind of attack, they will support us when we have a disaster, when we have some kind of problem. They are the ones who will come running to our assistance, and they will help us. They are also the first ones to tell us when we're doing something wrong. You know, there's nothing we know there's nothing like a brother who will say now, you know, and give us some correction. There's our own brothers usually are the can if in a healthy relationship, a brother that we're close with will not be afraid to tell us if we're, you know, doing something wrong. Maybe we're blind and we can't see. Or same way with a sister. Sister to sister, or sister to brother, and brother to sister. It's a family relationship where we encourage one another and also receive correction. And then collectively, as a body, it serves as a mother, and we can be encouraged. And then I had to think, how do others feel when they are weak, when they have been hurt? Are they comfortable coming to us, to the rest of us, with their hurts and sharing and expecting that they will receive comfort and encouragement and exhortation and not harsh judgment or criticism? I found this passage encouraging and challenging as well to strive to be a brother to those who are fellow believers, and also with the body serve the function of a mother as a body. So that's my thoughts for today. May the Lord bless your day abundantly. Thank you. God bless you.